news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The stock market continues to struggle in the aftermath of yesterday's heavy losses. The Dow in particular has taken a hit this morning. The blue chip index has been down well over 550 points at times. President Trump hasn't had much to say about Wall Street's woes.
As Wall Street continued its sell-off to begin the week, the president did not make any public appearances and no public statements about the stock market on Monday. However, he was active on social media, sharing several dozen favorable articles about himself and Republican praise for his leadership. Over the weekend, the president refused to rule out a possible recession, which further spooked investors.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A U.S. delegation led by Secretary of State Rubio is meeting with Ukrainian officials in Saudi Arabia. The discussions focus on finding a way to end the three-year war with Russia. The meeting comes hours after Russian air defenses shot down more than 335 Ukrainian drones over 10 regions overnight. A proposal to fund the federal government for the final half of this federal fiscal year is encountering some opposition.
The proposal, which shifts around some budget lines to increase defense spending by $6 billion and cut domestic spending by $13 billion, was denounced by Democrats. But the bill also drew some ire off Republican Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky, who said the bill is more of the same old stuff. Massie posted on X, quote, "I'll be a no on the CR this week. It amazes me that colleagues and many of the public fall for the lie that we will fight for another day." President Donald Trump is calling for the proposal to pass. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Federal judge has ruled that DOGE must start releasing records of its activities, saying the Department of Government Efficiency is likely subject to the Freedom of Information Act. And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 581 points, NASDAQ off 99. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? With mixed messages, fad diets, the quick fix injections, even magic coffee. I mean, it's overwhelming. Most people are exhausted trying to fight a battle they cannot win. If you feel this way, trust me, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and the longer you wait, the harder it gets. Do what I did. I called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition 3 years ago. I lost 53 pounds. I feel terrific, and I've kept the weight off. Make the phone call that can change your life the way it has changed mine. They won't let you fail. Call 855-696-2020. That's 855-696-2020 to schedule your consultation. The first 11 callers who mentioned the word healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call now, 855-696-2020. Mention the keyword healthy to get 2 free weeks or visit them at myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Annapolis will be holding an expungement and resource clinic this week. The free event takes place Wednesday at the Robin Wood Rec Center for those who want to find out about removing eligible items from their court record, address driver's license issues, and connect with job resources and opportunities. The pop-up event will be held from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m., and meetings with attorneys will be on a first-come, first-served basis. Squatters in a vacant row home may have started last week's four-alarm fire in the 2200 block of North Fulton Avenue in West Baltimore. In a statement, City Fire Chief James Wallace says the preliminary findings suggest that unauthorized individuals may have been present in the structure before the fire broke out. He says investigators are working to determine the exact circumstances and whether criminal activity played a role. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's and Yanks this afternoon in Tampa. First of two this spring between the AL East rivals. O's getting a lift yesterday from their young phenom catcher, Sam Basayo.
Look at this one. How far is this going? Oh. Samuel Basayo just hit one of the farthest home runs you'll see here. An absolute monster blast to right.
That it was.
That one courtesy of Pirates TV, as I'm sure you can tell. Basayo with a three-run shot in the O's 6-3 win, prompting manager Brandon Hyde to say this after the game.
That ball was absolutely crushed. We've seen that type of power, so I thought he caught well, too. This is a great experience for him.
After signing Ronnie Stanley to a free agent deal on Sunday, it was no surprise that Patrick McCary left Baltimore on Monday. The left guard signing on with Jacksonville, 3 years for $37 million. Also departing Brandon Stevens to the Jets, Malik Harrison to Pittsburgh, and Chris Board to the Giants. Maryland basketball rising to number 11 in the final regular season AP Top 25 poll, the highest that Maryland has been ranked since December of 22. Terps head coach Kevin Willard saying he's just doing what he's supposed to do.
My job is to win games. You know, if I don't win games, I'm not going to be here. That's the stress that being a coach is.
Terps start quarterfinal play in the Big Ten playoffs on Friday. Coming up in 30 minutes, Towson's dream season is over. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, starting March 17th at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
At 11:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures warming up ahead of the front today and then somewhat cooler tomorrow and Thursday. No rain in sight, just sunshine. 71 today, 60 tomorrow, 62 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 53 degrees in Bel Air, 51 in Halethorpe, and 54 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday to all of you. As I mentioned earlier, if you're in the Baltimore region, enjoy the day. If you have a chance to step outside, go ahead and do so. We deserve this. We went through all that cold weather. I mean, single digits. We deserve a little bit of sunshine in our lives. I do hope that you guys are getting your day started right. If you listen to WCBM, then of course you're doing a great job already. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Kim Plasic Live every weekday. I know that you have options, and the fact that you're here, I appreciate you. Don't forget, if you don't already have the app for WCBM, go to the App Store, type in WCBM 680. It is free, and that way you can take the show on the go. And then you can also text in a text line right through that app. We do have a special guest on the line with us today. Real quick, after our guest, we are going to talk about the continuing resolution. Obviously, that's going to the House floor now for a vote. And, you know, that is the question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think the House will pass the CR? So far, 65% of you say yes, 35% of you say no. And trust me, just like many of you, I am definitely not excited about the CR passing. I just don't know if we have a choice. Real quick, Ron Paul did put a message out on social media. He says, House Speaker Mike Johnson is pushing Republicans to pass yet another continuing resolution to keep funding government at current levels until September. That means that all the cuts by the Department of Government Efficiency, which is DOGE, are just smoke and mirrors, as the Trump administration will be spending at the levels of the Biden and even Obama administrations. Again, this comes out from Ron Paul. And if you recall, Speaker Mike Johnson did say that he was going to continue to send the money to Ukraine and other countries and not even cut on that front. So trust me, there are a lot of people not happy. And that's why we're asking if you think the CR is going to pass. So please go to WCBM.com and partake in the poll. Right now, shifting from bad news to good news, I got Kate Sullivan on the line. Good morning, Kate. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no, thank you so much. You do so much work, and I know you get a lot of flack because people don't realize how hard it is to even get things done in a blue state like Maryland. I know recently there was a huge win, if you could fill the audience in on that.
Yes, I would be happy to. It is very easy to work in Maryland when I have the team that we have. We have been at this since 2022, definitely. I think 2020 woke us all up, and it took us a bit to get our bearings. But the Reader's Digest version of all of this is starting around 2022, some citizens were purchasing voter rolls with the through the Board of Elections, as we are allowed to do, and Maryland makes very easy to do. And what ended up happening is somewhere around 2023, June of 2023, in a meeting at the Board of Elections, the Board of Elections announced a change to their oath. And the significance of that is this oath is the oath that you sign every time you purchase the rolls. And that oath says things like you won't use the rolls to purchase, you know, sell vacuum cleaners, you know, and use it for sales. That's always been standard. I've signed it 100 times. But what I noticed is that they had changed the rules to include a penalty for, quote, investigating the rules. And that wasn't okay, because NVRA, there's two very important rule laws that exist in the world of election integrity. One is NVRA and one is HAVA. But in this particular case, NVRA was very specifically violated with this new oath change, because NVRA says that it is our constitutional right as citizens to be able to, quote, investigate the rolls, make sure that the rolls are accurate. And it very clearly states that in NVRA. So we got a lawyer. Lawyer Wright paid for it. There's an organization called Wright, that's R-I-T-E. They were very interested in the case, and we filed a lawsuit saying that you cannot make this change. You can't make it a penalty. By the way, a steep penalty, possible jail time, punitive language in the new oath, all kinds of threatening, which we felt was a violation of our rights. And frankly, we felt was a specific response to these citizens, as I mentioned, this team of people that's been at this, knocking on doors, making sure that our rolls are accurate, et cetera. We felt it was a specific response to that. So we filed a lawsuit, and we received a victorious reply last Wednesday saying that indeed we are correct. NVRA, this was a specific violation of NVRA, and that we are entitled to be able to investigate. And the best part about this is it is a victory for Maryland, but it's actually a victory nationally, because we filed federally on purpose. So whatever was decided in Maryland would apply across the United States. So we now have decided for the rest of the United States that citizens out there verifying rolls, making sure our rolls are accurate, are entitled to, and that is very clear, very clearly decided at this point.
Well, Kate, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And you guys, I mean, you have been fighting this for quite some time. And just so real quick, in case the audience is not familiar about Secure the Vote Maryland, yes. Our Secure the Vote team, which of course includes you, and how many people are on this team, Kate?
There are 32 of us that meet regularly every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. And we discuss board accountability, we discuss voter rolls, of course, accuracy, and legislation, which I heard you mention earlier. Yes, there are things that citizens can do to be involved in what we do, and that is through advocacy. If people don't understand how Annapolis works, if Annapolis thinks, you know, Annapolis has a tendency to decide these things in these little private committees of six people, and they're going to continue to do that if they don't hear loud and clearly from the public. So I'd love to share with that people how they can get involved. Secure the Vote MD is our website. And you may have known, you promoted it yourself. Thank you very much. We had an election accuracy day back on February 25th. We were able to meet with legislators. We had hundreds of people show up in Annapolis to make our voice heard. And we want to keep that momentum going. So people need to visit www.securethevotemd.com, and you will see a support letter that you can sign. We've made it very easy. You can find your legislator, write out that letter, you know, take our template, fill out that form, get the letter signed, and send it to your legislator and sign our petition. because that voice of the people is really the missing piece of this puzzle. We need to overwhelm these legislators so they can't ignore us.
Yeah, yeah. And Kate, I love this one line here. It says, team members for Secure the Vote Maryland vary from data and legal experts to at-home moms and retired citizens. I love that. Yeah. I love that. There's people just spending their time, even those that don't really have the time. And I love how they say at-home moms. It's just, at-home moms aren't busy as hell already. You know,
exactly.
Especially on a Saturday morning.
The funny part about it is, you know, yes, we've got average citizens, but honestly, Kim, we also have trained professionals in cybersecurity on our team.
Oh,
and
wow.
I always say to the State Board of Elections, I say this directly to their face, you couldn't afford us if we weren't doing this for free. What we're doing for you is a service, and we've never said that they have to just take our data lock, stock, and barrel. We just want you to look at it.
Yeah.
Tell us. Please tell us we're wrong. We want to work with you. This has never been about relitigating past elections. This has been about restoring confidence. These vulnerabilities in our system, admit that there are vulnerabilities and that we need to address them. That's all we've ever been asking. But they just want to dismiss us as conspiracy theories. And it really does disservice to really, you know, the entire state of Maryland when they do that.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. If you're just joining us, we're speaking to Kate Sullivan. Kate, let me ask you this, because we see a lot of bills coming forth, you know, especially in the House of Delegates, which I believe a lot of them are just so ridiculous. But you know what? This is what they push. I want to ask you, has there been anyone in the legislature that is really seriously taken on voter ID? I know it's probably, a pie-in-the-sky kind of idea in the state of Maryland, but have you been working with anybody that really, truly wants to get this passed?
Oh, my gosh. Well, the Freedom Caucus, we have a Maryland Freedom Caucus. They showed up at our rally. They were there in force. They are unabashed and unafraid. We love them. They have been so supportive of us. And you know what? I have to say, we have had, I think Senator Kagan has been very reasonable. I think there's a lot of room that we could possibly work with her. She was lovely. She, you know, took our meeting. We did have, on our election accuracy day, we did have meetings with 10 specific Democrat lawmakers. Some of them were not really interested in what we had to say. But we think that there's some good opportunity. You know, there's a few others. I'll keep my cards close to my vest on that one. There's a few others that I think we can make progress on. And I think specifically voter ID is going to come to Maryland. I really believe that. I really believe it. I don't think it's going to be this session.
Okay.
I think we've got some more work to do to work with the Democrats to get them to understand a little bit more and maybe come up, work with them. Hey, what do you think is reasonable? And our biggest point, you know, everybody knows, come May, we have real ID in Maryland. So it is becoming just so foolish for the Democrats to argue that it is somehow disenfranchising voters to require voter ID. Everybody knows that's a ruse, a lie. And we just have to, you know, we have to come up with a good bill that both parties can represent.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and I've been brainstorming on this, and you probably thought of everything already, Kate. But I was thinking, and you know what, real quick, I hope that Senator Carl Jackson, now that he's in the Senate, I hope he's on your list. You don't have to tell us, but I hope that he is in conversations with also getting voter ID passed. We had him on the show, I guess that was a couple weeks ago, or maybe it was last week. But he should be on board with that one. But anyways, I was going to say, you know, I wonder how we could really push Democrats in a corner here, because, you know, as far as I remember, women had to fight for their right to vote, and so did people of color. And so if you want to secure the rights in which women and people of color fought for, you would then want to secure voter ID. And I would think that would be, you know, they would be on the side of that, knowing how hard we fought, especially knowing how much they fight for diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Right. And, you know, I mean, what you've just said is basically a civil rights issue. And I can say that nationally, United Sovereign Americans is fighting based on that issue specifically, that it's a civil rights issue. Demanding election integrity is a civil rights issue. I think in Maryland, because we're such a blue state, we have to be more practical.
Okay.
We do have a petition that people can sign that are, you know, it represents the 7 best ways to secure elections, you know, hand counted paper ballots. Election day is a as a national holiday, you know, keeping our elections small without technology, all of those things. But in Maryland, we need to be practical. And I think that voter ID is our best bet. I do know that, you know, many Democrats do support it. And it is, I think, a great path forward for bipartisan support. We just need a little more time, and I'm hoping next 2026 will be our year. I really hope that that is in the future for Maryland.
Well, Kate, I appreciate your time as always. Before I let you go, is there anything coming up you want us to know about or a call to action?
Honestly, it's just visit our website and sign those letters of support because, again, they need to hear a loud voice from the citizens, and that way they can't ignore us anymore.
Well, Kate Sullivan, thank you so much for all that you do. Congratulations again on the win. We here in Maryland really do appreciate you and everybody at Secure the Vote Maryland, because without you guys, we wouldn't have, you know, not even some of these wins, but also these conversations that are very important. So thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate you. Thanks so much for having me, Kim.
Thank you. Again, if you want to go check them out, and I suggest that you do because they really are working hard, but Secure the Vote Maryland and their website, real quick, I can give it to you again in case you missed it, www.securethevotemd.com. And please, if you can, go on and sign those petitions and let's, you know, let's really make our voices heard on this because, as we know, the midterms are right around the corner and we need to get this stuff straightened out. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over half a century, and you know what? It's about time that the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less, yes, hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. You have free area towing and financing available. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500, or you can go online if that's easier, gbt-online.com. You can also call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700, or you can go online at jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions is the best team in Baltimore.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we were just joined by Kate Sullivan with Secure the Vote Maryland. And again, go to their website, www.securethevotemd.com, so you can sign some of these petitions. That is a call to action for Kate Sullivan. And don't forget, Delegate Ryan Naraki, who was on earlier in the show today. The call to action there is to call delegates and state senators about House Bill 24. We were talking about septic tanks and the access. You know what? If you're just joining us, I guess I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? Because we've been having a great conversation thus far, and a lot of information today. A lot of information, but it's all good stuff. As we were talking to Kate, you know, we did have a win when it comes to election integrity. And I think because of this group, again, it's you've got experts, you know, whether they're at data, as you heard there from for Kate, cybersecurity. You've got stay-at-home moms. You got retired citizens. I appreciate all of you for everything that you do. You know, I really, truly believe that Kate is right. I think that we can get to voter ID at some point in time in this state. But it's going to take all of us fighting for it. I do believe her when she says that there are Democrats at the Maryland General Assembly that support it. I'll be very honest with you. And it's not like, you know, I talk to Democrats all the time. I wish I could talk to them more. And I wish they were, you know, many of more were brave enough to come on the show. You know, hopefully that changes here soon. As I mentioned, we had Senator Carl Jackson on last week. That was great. But there are Democrats in Annapolis that are much more moderate than you would believe. It's just that the progressive wing of the Democrat Party here in this state has completely taken over. And because of that, you've got the moderates that are the minority, and they are afraid to speak up and come forward. We've seen where in the Senate, they seem a little bit more moderate. But the House of Delegates, this whole thing, as we were opening the show, talking about the blueprint slash Kerwin Commission, they know we don't have any money for this. But somehow, some way, they were able to get six caucuses together for a press conference to push this through, knowing we don't have the funding, knowing that the governor is even saying we cannot push this through without the amendments. And they said otherwise. This is what I believe the call to action should be across the state. And moderate Democrats, I think you'd be on board with this. You got to get the progressives out of office. I'm not saying that you can't be a progressive person. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you cannot be a progressive person in the Maryland General Assembly. That's what I'm saying. Earlier, we were talking about Delegate Nick Allen and how he's upset now because President Trump signed this executive order saying that trans people should not be in the military. I've heard, and look, I've never served in the military. You know, my Bronze Star is about as authentic as Governor Wes Moore's. But I will say that I've spoken to many people that have served, whether they're, you know, veterans or currently serving. And many of them will tell you that those that are part of the trans community, they're not saying LGBT. What is it, LGB? They're saying trans. They're saying the trans community. There has been many instances where it has been made clear that mentally and in some cases physically, they are not able to serve. And I don't see how this is a problem to have an executive order stating such. I mean, think about not even 50 years ago. How many trans people were in the military 50 years ago? You know, it's like they're pushing this agenda that does not make logical sense. It really doesn't. And this is, I know I go back to the COVID pandemic a lot, but if you look at some of the decisions that were made during the COVID pandemic, it was clearly because we had a lot of progressives that have the loudest voices in some of these situations. I mean, some of the things that they were saying and doing was just absolutely ridiculously stupid. Remember they were putting the arrows on the floor at Walmart and you had to walk, you know, the certain aisles depending on which direction you were going, as if that was going to stop you from getting a contagious virus. The whole thing was just idiotic, right? Being on because I had to travel a lot during the pandemic, but being on a flight. And it's like, oh, you got to stand, you know, 6 feet apart when you're, you know, checking in your bags at the check-in line and doing all this other stuff. And TSA is coming. But yeah, you got to be 6 feet apart. Then you get on a flight and you're in a middle seat next to two strangers. And if you've ever been in that middle seat on like a Southwest flight, you know how close that is in proximity, right? And then you take your mask off to eat the snacks. It's just, I was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever said. This is the dumbest thing I've ever done. But yet they continue to push it. And I swear to you, it was the progressive wing of the Democrat Party that believed that you should not be able to walk around without a mask on your face. They believed that children, even as young as 2 years old, should have a mask on their face. These individuals, they are harming the country. It is very obvious. And I ask my moderate Democrats, I ask that you recruit within your party someone to run against these progressives in some of these seats. I'm asking you, please, for the love of God. All right, coming up next, you want to make $300,000 a year? Well, become a paramedic in Baltimore City. I'll explain.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The House expected to vote today on a Republican-backed stopgap funding bill to avert a partial government shutdown at week's end. It will keep federal agencies funded through September, the close of the current federal fiscal year. Democrats oppose the bill. President Trump's advice to Republicans, stand united. The president says he'll be doubling planned tariffs on Canadian aluminum and steel. This as Canada hits the U.S. with retaliatory tariffs. Talks focusing on ending the Russia-Ukraine war got underway today in Saudi Arabia. Secretary of State Rubio leading the U.S. delegation in discussions with Ukrainian officials. Number of job openings posted by American employers rose 7.7 million in January. It's roughly 200,000 more than the month before. And watching Wall Street, the Dow down 371 points, NASDAQ up 43. More details at srnnews.com.
Emergency strike at any time without warning. When they do, food disappears fast. That's why prepared Americans trust My Patriot Supply, the leader in long-term emergency food storage to protect their families. For a limited time, order their best-selling four-week emergency food supply and get four free 72-hour food kits. That's 12 extra days of food at no extra cost. That's nearly 2 weeks of extra food free to keep your family secure, plus free shipping. Order by 3 p.m. for same-day shipping. All kits deliver 2,000 calories per day of easy-to-prepare meals with a shelf life up to 25 years. These kits that have been rated 4.8 out of 5 stars by tens of thousands of folks like you. When the next crisis hits, you'll be ready. Stock up now at MyPatriotSupply.com before this deal disappears. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com for your 4-week emergency food supply and four free extra food kits. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Sports.
Well, the Orioles aren't the only team in the AL East to be dealing with pitching injuries. Their opponent today, the Yankees, are too. Ace Gerrit Cole will go under the knife. Tommy John surgery, the team announced yesterday, and he'll be out for the year. And to top it all off, Luis Gil, last year's AL Rookie of the Year, has a right lat strain that cost him at least 3 months. Navy basketball looking to do something it hasn't done in 27 years, and that's make it back to the NCAA tournament. The Mid shocked Bucknell on Sunday, 83-77 the final, in the Patriot League semis to advance to the tournament final. They'll play American University, coached by former Terp Dwayne Simpkins, tomorrow night. And finally, Towson University's hopes for the NCAA tournament ended yesterday in the CAA semis in D.C. The Fightin' Blue Hens of Delaware beat the Tigers, 82-72 the final, to advance to the conference final. Towson's dream season ends at 22-11. Coming up in 30 minutes, the road is rocky for Felix Bautista. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer-quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE-certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit JimBarbieAutomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost. It pays off.
It is. Another warm day today. Temperatures close to 20 degrees above the norm. And then a cold front comes along and cools us by about 10 degrees. So it's still mild tomorrow and Thursday. 71, the high this afternoon. Overnight, we're dry, mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, more sunshine, 60 the high. Thursday's dry, 62. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting, our job is your satisfaction.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning to you. Marty in the text line is already on top of it. My question to you is, do you want to make $300,000 a year? And I say, well, believe it or not, just become a paramedic in Baltimore. And Marty's already on top of it. In the text line, he goes, you can become a paramedic in Baltimore City and work constantly. The staffing shortage is causing paramedics to work far too much. It's a safety issue. They work for every penny. Yes, Marty, they do. And this is a huge issue. And we've been saying this, honestly, about our police officers, right? About our firefighters. They are all overworked. All of our first responders are overworked, okay? All of them. And so it's very sad to see. But then on top of it, you know, some of these stories come out about all this money that they're getting in overtime. But as you mentioned, Marty, they earned every cent. Right now, if you want to take a look at the story, it is on Fox 45's website. They were outlining the top 10 highest paid Baltimore City employees in the fiscal year 2024, all hailed from the city's fire and police departments, according to data analyzed by the Baltimore Sun. Most of the top earners took in between $150,000 and $250,000 more than expected salaries for the fiscal year. The highest paid employee was a paramedic who made more than $245,000 beyond his listed salary for a total income of $358,000 in 2024. Now, first and foremost, you know, hats off to this paramedic because obviously they put in a lot of overtime work. And as Marty, many people will tell you, they earned every dime. At the same time, I don't know this person, right? So I don't know if they were tired on the job. I don't know if they were overworked. I can only imagine that these were days where it was very hot outside. There were days when it was very cold outside. And I just, you know, it makes you think, you know, are they getting enough rest during all of this? The city's police commissioner, you guys probably already know this, Richard Worley, he ranked number three on the list, $320,000 a year. I will tell you what, I used to blink a bit at the commissioner salary, but then when you think about what the Baltimore City Public School CEO is receiving, then you're kind of like, okay, Richard Worley makes $320,000 a year. Hats off, sir. You know, when you think about Sonia Santelices and the fact that she's pretty much at $400,000 a year, and she's not out there risking her life every day, I mean, yeah. As you guys know, I support our first responders 100%. I think they all deserve to be making much more. We constantly have this conversation about the Kerwood Commission / blueprint. I'm not saying that teachers don't deserve more. I'm not saying that. I love our teachers. Trust me, I do. And I know that you're overworked because you are also in the schools where you are understaffed. I get that. But when I'm thinking about our first responders and what they're dealing with on a daily basis, I do believe they deserve much more. I believe that our volunteer firefighters deserve much more, and I believe that our firehouses should be in better standards. I believe some of our police precincts should be in better standards. There's a lot that needs to be done. And then here we are. You know what? Here's what I'll say, and I'm sorry if I sound like I'm all over the place. If we spent that $5 billion surplus on our first responders, I wouldn't have complained. You wouldn't hear anything out of me. I would say, you know what? It's a shame that we're facing $2 billion deficit, and it is a shame, but we'll try to work around it. Hopefully they can, you know, make some cuts and da-da-da-da-da. I wouldn't even care that the surplus was missing if it went to our first responders. But it didn't. It did not. As you go down further on this, it says overtime payments were the most common reason for the higher than expected pay. And that came from Brian Dorney. He's a spokesperson for the Baltimore mayor, Brandon Scott. Of course, there are people leaving comments in regards on this particular story on their website. And one person said, this is hilarious. He is making more than a lot of the ED physicians he would deal with locally as a paramedic. One person said, education does wonderful things. You know, and of course, people are talking about the overtime, but many people are saying, look, if he worked for it, he worked for it. That's kind of where I sit on this. And I don't know how they get out of this situation where they're down EMTs and all these other things. I don't know how they get out of it. Again, who wants to come live in the state of Maryland? Right? If you're thinking about recruiting, say we can recruit from other states. If you're living in a nearby state, whether it's Delaware, Virginia, West Virginia, any of these states, would you really want to live in Maryland? No. We're paying higher taxes, highest fees. We're facing an energy crisis. Energy bills are through the roof. You know, on a national level, we're going to be feeling the same thing, whether it comes from the tariffs, you know, inflation, whether it comes from the gas prices, with, you know, depending on oil reserves, the whole thing. So why would you want to come to Maryland? Then on top of it, they're not business friendly. The school system is subpar. So if you're coming to Maryland with a family to be, you know, a first responder, you know, you're probably looking at it like, okay, I got two kids. I really don't want them in the public education system in Maryland. And then depending on where you go in the state of Maryland, I mean, you could be looking at a situation in Montgomery County where you could go and try to be a paramedic or police officer or what have you. And then all of a sudden your kid's in a public educated school where they're learning about, you know, different, you know, types of 42 genders or something stupid, right? And so there's really no incentive to come to Maryland. And then on top of it, you do also have the shortage. So even though you might come to Maryland, that doesn't mean that they're not going to have a shortage. The whole thing's a mess. And all I can think of is the fact that we have people that have been leadership positions for years upon years that have taken us down this downward spiral. If you follow me on social media, I posted the rant that I did about Congressman Quayle Fumé last week because he didn't want to go to President Trump's address. He said he was going to skip it because he didn't want to be there because President Trump. I said, look, Congressman Quayle Fumé, he is the king of failing upwards. The king. He was a congressman in that district in the 80s and 90s. He up and left. He just quit in the middle of his term because he didn't feel like doing anymore. Maybe the NAACP, I guess they offered him more money as a president. He then was at the NAACP, which was headquartered in that district. And then he comes back and now he's, you know, he was at Morgan State University and then also back in now this congressional seat. It's one of the worst districts in the country. Meanwhile, he's been the leader in some capacity for 30 years. One of the worst districts in the country, whether it's the crime, the violence, the education, all of it. The fact that there are no career opportunities. Come on, man. Think about that. He is a congressman. What career opportunities are you receiving or even seeing in the Penn North Corridor? I'll wait. This guy, again, king of failing upwards. But this is what people continue to elect. So if you're someone on the outside and you're looking at Maryland saying, oh, well, you know what? It does look like they pay their paramedics a little bit more than they pay over here in West Virginia. Maybe we should move. And then you're looking at everything else. The fact that you're going to have a fee when you order from Amazon, you're not going to have that in West Virginia. Why would you do it? I'm surprised we're not having conversations about even the gas tax doubling. I'm actually surprised. I'm actually surprised on that. I don't want to give them any ideas. But I thought that's where they were going to head. I really did. I thought we were going to look at double to triple the gas tax. Because they'd have nowhere else to pull this funding from. And here we are. So to the paramedic that made over $300,000 last year, hats off to you. I hope that you didn't tie yourself out too much. But you know what? You earned every cent. And I guess you can't hate the player, hate the game, I guess. Is that how you say it? Yeah. Yeah, you can't hate the player, hate the game. That's exactly how it goes. Michelle, is that how it goes? I don't know. Let's see, we've got a couple of texts coming in, and then, of course, we have some calls on the line. If you do want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Is that how it goes? Don't hate... Don't hate the player, hate the game. Yes, I said it correctly. I did. Let's see, I got a text here. It says, Kim, the solution is aggressive demolition of the fire trap vacants in Baltimore City. They were able to demo a block over the weekend after a very dangerous fire. Yeah, thank you so much. We do have to do that. But you know what, Texter, when you think about the fact that we have all these vacants and we're hemorrhaging more and more people within the population, especially in the Baltimore City region, because nobody wants to stay there, right? Crime, violence, kids carjacking. I mean, the whole thing is just a mess. Poor schools. It's just a mess. And, you know, we're going to continue to have vacant homes. We might be able to demo a block of them, but then another block's going to pop right up. Nobody wants to be here. I don't blame them. I got Susan in Towson. Susan, how are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful, Kim. I love your show. We so do think alike. But I write with you on first responders. The police in Baltimore City, they need to be paid at minimum $100,000 to start. Who would put their life on the line? Who would be willing to be ridiculed, hated, and even put in jail for what they do?
Yeah.
It's absurd. And also the other first responders, the firemen, the poor paramedics. They're exposed to bodily fluids, to infectious diseases. They're scraping bodies off the street. And they, for what? They need to be paid well, too. How do you recruit?
Yeah.
How do you recruit? You have to have some benefit to protect. This is for protection, for public safety.
Yeah.
It's absurd.
It is. It is,
they
Susan. And I. It,
well, and they need to be treated well, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I said before, Susan, you might agree on this. I don't know how you recruit when there's no incentive to live in the state. And the last time I checked, to be a first responder here in Maryland, you have to live in the state, you know?
Exactly. Give the police. They don't even want to live in the city. They when they arrest juveniles and they see these juvenile delinquents back on the street, they probably make fun of the police, you know, because there's no repercussion.
Yeah.
At all.
Yep. Yeah. Susan, you're right on there. Susan, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Susan is absolutely correct on that. And, you know, it is heartbreaking, too, because as Susan mentioned, the juveniles, when they arrest the juveniles, they get a slap on the wrist and they're right back out there. So it's like the police, they're engaging with the same juveniles, you know, every other day. And the juveniles are most likely laughing at them like, you know, you can't do anything. They probably all know each other on first aid basis at this point. And it is sad and it is pathetic. And if anybody's going to, you know, really scoff at any first responder making, you know, so much more in overtime, please do not. By all means, if you have a problem, call me because I'll talk to you about it. That's exactly how I feel at this point. That's exactly how I feel. Again, in this state, we do not protect who we should be protecting. We just don't. I've got, looks like Sean in Pikesville. Sean, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes.
Sean, is this Sean Sims?
Is this the one and only?
Hey, Sean, what's going on?
Just got back from Cancun, Mexico. A beautiful trip with my wife.
Oh.
Here I am back in Baltimore. And one of my sources, I just want to tell you something that we just found out. One of my sources, I confirmed with two other sources, about the Mitchell Courthouse building. Here we go again. The fire system, the fire alarm system that's in the building has been shut off. So anybody's in the Mitchell Courthouse building, if there's a situation where a fire breaks out, there's no alarm system on. So I did get in touch with my buddy Barry Sims. He's a distant cousin of mine as well, one of the Sims. I let him know about it, so he's checking on it. And I did call to check with the clerk of the court, Xavier Conaway. Didn't get anything from him, didn't get a response. And he's the one who actually said on air on another station that there were no rats in the building, in the Mitchell Courthouse building, but the building is actually, and this is from sources who work in the building as well, and the extermination company, that the building is full of rats. I literally just got off the phone with one of my sources, and he told me, Sean, they're all over the place. Even one of the judge's assistants had a run-in with one of the rats who was eating her lunch on her desk in the judge's chamber.
Oh, my God.
And they do cause fire hazards by chewing through the wires. So right now, from the information I received, the fire alarm system is off in that building. That is very dangerous. The fire department needs to know about that.
Okay, well, Sean, real quick, you can't just drop this and walk away. Sean, first of all, the rat was on the desk. Is there anybody taking photos or videos of this?
Well, a few people told me they tried to get a photo of the rats because they're in the hallways, the sheriff's office, all over the place. They're in the plumbing pipes, in the walls, the flooring, and the building is basically just eviscerated, just full of rats. So people are telling me, hey, we tried to get a picture. One rat was so big going up the steps. They said it must have been pregnant and sneaked in one of the corners. So I don't think anyone, as far as I've known with this situation, I don't think anyone's got a picture yet, but a judge's assistant, one of the judges, I didn't get the name of the judge, I'm still trying to find out, their assistant in the judge's chambers, the rat was on the table eating the assistant's lunch.
Okay, Sean, listen to me. I need a photo, I need some kind of video evidence, and we can blow this wide open. You have to get that photo.
Kim, I'm working on it.
All right, Sean, I know you're going to get it. I know you are. Welcome back from Mexico, by the way. Are you loving the weather today?
Oh, well, it was much better than it was the last few days. But
yeah. Yes. Well, Sean, I appreciate how you've been following the story. And it is a shame because, as you mentioned there, and we were just talking about first responders, the fact that they have issue with the fire alarm system, our firefighters are in danger all of the time, right? Not just in the vacant homes.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And the people in that building, the Mitchell Courthouse building, they're in danger as well because they turned the alarm system off.
Wow. All right. Well, Sean, keep us updated here. And you have my number. So please, if you get any kind of pictures or anything, text it over. And we'll make sure we blow this up. Thank you, Sean, so much.
Definitely will do. Take care.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or a global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
All right. Wow, you know what? I can't believe the show's almost over already today. But coming up next, we've got Rob Carson, so don't go anywhere. Real quick, I wanted to go to the poll question of the day at WCBM.com. We're going to continue to watch. I'm sure we'll talk about this tomorrow. And that is, do you think the House will pass a continuing resolution? This is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. So far, 65% of you say yes, 35% say no. 35%, I know that you're holding on for dear life. I mean, I hate the CR. I do. I just don't know if we have any options. And also, I want to be corrected here because I don't want to give out false information. I got Jeff in Moncton on the line. Jeff, I said earlier that first responders had to live in the state. Is that not true?
Hi, Kim. That is actually not true. Real quick, Jeff from Moncton, 33 and a half years, Baltimore County Fire Department, retired for the audience. Anyway, there might be certain jurisdictions that hold you to having to live in, let's say, that county, but I can speak for Baltimore County that you do not have to be a state resident to be a first responder.
Oh, well, that's a relief, number one. So let me ask you this, Jeff, and thank you for your service, and thank you for calling in, because I don't want to say anything that isn't true.
I understand.
In Baltimore City, I guess you're saying some jurisdictions, they're saying, okay, they want to prioritize, I guess, those that live within the city limits.
I know that they have talked about prioritizing to get people within those jurisdictions to want to apply for those jobs more often. So they offer that incentive that if you live in the city, you know, you might get a better chance of getting hired or whatnot. But typically, you know, you can live anywhere and get one of those jobs.
I see. So let me ask you this real quick, Jeff. So are we going to be recruiting in Pennsylvania and these surrounding states?
Well, here's how it works. All these jurisdictions basically have websites and with the job offerings. Anybody anywhere can go to those websites. If you want to be a firefighter, you can say who's hiring firefighters in a Google search. And all these jurisdictions will come up. And you can fill a job application out for every jurisdiction in every part of the United States, and, you know, it's just like any other job. And if they call you, you go wherever that is to take the test. And once that happens, well, if you live in Pennsylvania and you work in Towson, that's not a far drive for the most part, depending on where you are. And that's like that anywhere.
Yes.
So people don't have to move.
As long as they're there for the shift. I guess in my mind, because the police commissioner in Baltimore City has to live in the city.
The exceptions are if you are a department head, I don't know about all the departments, but I know as in like fire and police, you have to reside in the county that you're the director of.
Okay, because I guess you got to be there within a certain amount of time, I would think, if something happened. Okay.
And I think it might also have something to do with taking vehicles out of state and stuff like that.
I see. All right. Well, thank you, Jeff, so much. I appreciate you.
Okay, Kim.
Thank you. Yeah, if I ever say anything wrong, you guys call me. Call me. And that's good news. So we can recruit from other states, and hopefully that's what we'll do. Because obviously, look, we need more paramedics, EMTs, firefighters, and police officers. Michelle, thank you so much for filling in for Brian today. It was a great show, and I'll talk to all of you tomorrow, most likely about the CR at 9 a.m.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Do you want a chance to win?
win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes?
Oh, yeah!
How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts? Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.